You ever hear of the Midland?
Well, that was the lower part of the side, I think, what they call the Midland.
Did you ever buy any meat kind of sliced thin to eat with when fry up in the morning and eat with your eggs?
Oh yeah, had sliced ham and lots of different kinds of sliced meat.
Do you cut off any part of the bacon before you slice it?
That bacon is what we always slashed.
You ever cut off any part of it? The outside part of it?
Yeah, it was just a certain part of the side meat that we used for baking.
Bacon?
Yeah.
Would you ever put any part of the hog meat in when you're cooking, use it for seasoning or anything, sir?
Oh yeah, when they used to cook beans or stuff like that, they usually always use the lower part of the side meat for the seasoning, and most time use just any part of it for putting in with seasoning. Do yet.
Now the person who sells meat, you call the...
The butcher usually sells it, but the store sells it, but of course...
If you catch your meat too long, you say the meat has done what? It has...
Yeah, I don't know. Spoiling, I suppose, that'd be about the only thing. Sometimes you didn't have to keep it too long for it to spoil. Butcher turn off warm spell right before you got your meat salted down and cured out good. It was spoiled. I heard a fellow down here that runs a store down at the Lodge Corner there here just a couple of weeks back talking about he had some fellas butcher 7 or 8 hogs for him one time, and it turned off warm the very next day and he lost every bit of it. So I guess I know they used to, people in the winter time butcher 5 and 6 hogs at one place and go to another farm and butcher about that many the same day, and maybe 3 or 4 different farmers would butcher hanging up, and outside they had